Sojourner Truth said, "I can remember when I was a little young girl how my old mammy would sit out of doors in the evenings and look up at the stars and groan. And I would say, 'Mammy, what makes you groan so?' And she would say, 'I'm groaning to think of my poor children.'" They do not know where I be. I don't know where they be. I look up at the stars, and they look up at the stars. Mary and Battis by Richard B. Cook. Reflection on the Civil War Journal kept by Mary Chestnut of South Carolina, called A Diary from Dixie, 1905. "You, Mary, can't see us, nor can you hear. Alone we give voice, or nothing is said. The dead, they respond not, brave or in fear. Your jottings, now deathless, all else is dead. Raise Up Carolina by Blacks, Slaves for Life. Unmerited privilege, your song and your hymn. Cold passion ruled James, who made you his wife. His gifts to you were first gifted to him. Plantation called Mulberry, two or three more, fine home in Charleston. You live here or there. Tees and new dresses picked out in the store, brought home by your slaves in rags. Who gonna care? You left us your record of blood. Civil War, boys of the South, mustered shoeless at times, fell by the thousands in stench and in gore. No planning, no resources, just useless church chimes. Besides pride, what's the point of kill and be killed? Keep hold of a boy to brush flies away." Young Battis would stand with feathers, such skill, behind you at table. Brush flies away. If Sherman not hindered, a new life we make. Whisper your sphinxes, now silent at home. Your fly brush boy Battis, not feathers he shakes. Betrayal? No. Freedom. You're left. Battis gone. Look, Mary, your birdcage life, it's a dodge. Cotillions, dinners, dresses and pearls. White men called Colonel. Their commands a mirage. Free labor of black folk makes this top twirl. You, Mary, wrote what you lived, what you saw. One scene that you set will us readers disturb. You've earned pride of place, Mary. Take the last word. I hate slavery. What do you say to this? To a magnate who runs a hideous black harem. With its consequences, under the same roof with his lovely white wife and his beautiful and accomplished daughters, he holds his head high and poses as the model of all human virtues to these poor women whom God and the laws have given him. He was a man of polished manners and the best husband and father and member of the church in the world. Can that be so? Yes, I know it. Exceptional case, that sort of thing. The unfortunate results of his bad ways were not sold. They were kept in full view. The wife and daughters, in the might of their purity and innocence, are supposed never to dream of what is as plain before their eyes as the sunlight, and they play their parts of unsuspecting angels to the letter.